Welcome back to week 16 of Loud and Obnoxious with your hosts, Kip, Phil, and Pierce. How are we tonight, boys?
Better than Pierce's.
Oh, yeah, whatever, Phil. Doing great, Skip. Doing fucking great.
Well, then I hear a little bit of enthusiasm.
I'm doing great.
It's Egg Bowl week, y'all.
Oh, shit. We're going to get whooped. It's okay, though.
Yeah, I don't
have that be too dominant of the discussion because.
I don't think it'll take long. Pierce has already submitted. He did it 2 weeks ago. He said that he called it, and he called it before the season. It's just going to be one of those games.
Yeah, it's a matchup thing, you know?
Even though he knows he's going to lose, though, that doesn't mean y'all can't talk about it for 45 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah, I can still.
Taking a breath.
I could totally still run my mouth about it just because.
Yeah, we could go for a couple minutes, though. That's not a big deal.
Well, you know, it's just, it's a game, you know? It's not what we talk about. It's what we do. We talk about games. I mean, yeah, we won't harp on it for like an hour or anything.
But outside of the state of Mississippi, like, absolutely nobody is talking about this game.
No, bullshit!
Not. And that's fine. We kind of like it better that way. But you know what? Depending on what happens, they might be talking about it. Because some crazy shit could go down. Who knows what's going to happen?
It's the only college game on Thanksgiving.
Oh, it's on Thanksgiving. That's sweet.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're back to giving out the pie. The pecan pie. That used to be the tradition. I think Corso's dumbass used to do that. Didn't he used to do that game?
I don't know.
I think all three of them used to do it in the booth. I know at least once they did that. Because that used to be like the thing on Thanksgiving for a couple years there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to have it. It should be interesting. It's going to be kind of chippy. I have a sneaking suspicion there's going to be some late hits.
That's what I was talking about, Skip.
Well, and the state's, 14 in the playoff pool? Not that they have a chance, but that's fucking high.
They can get a New Year's Day 6 with a little bit of help. And by a little bit, I mean a lot of bit. They need some help.
You got to be thrilled about that.
Well, all you really need, I guess you need Auburn to lose. You need Georgia maybe to lose again. Y'all lost twice.
I don't know. Someone, a friend of mine had sent a message earlier with like the crazy ass proposition. Like you need Washington or Washington State. I think you need Washington State to lose the Apple Bowl. And then you have to have that team lose to USC in the Pac-12 championship. And then it goes on into like deeper detail. So it's not likely, but at the same time, they still have to take care of business Thursday. This game is by no means over.
No, and they don't think like we do. And our guys are probably really pissed off. And not that it probably matters, but I'd say they're not thrilled going in there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be stoked about it either, but at the same time, you can't just write this off as a W. That's a great way to lose that fucking game, similar to what almost happened last week at Arkansas.
It's kind of what I'm hoping happens, Skip. Like,
there's been the team that doesn't deserve to win this game many a times in years past, you know?
Exactly. So nothing will surprise me, but
it's not like Mississippi State has something to look like a game to look past, you know? Like, this is the last game before the
playoffs. That is true.
Y'all aren't going to the SEC championship.
And they only care about us. Like, they care about us more than we care about us. Like, you know, maybe.
I don't know. Y'all are pretty high on yourselves usually. I don't know if I'd go as far as to say that.
Dan will have the boys focused. He's on his way out of town, it looks like.
What? Where do you think he's going? Where's the Dan talk this week? Where do you think he's going?
I don't know. I just know that.
It changes week by week.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, all these dominoes are going to fall soon. Sumlin is as good as gone as soon as that game ends against LSU. He's done.
Are they not even going to a bowl?
I don't know their record. They might, but they're still going to fire him. Bowl,
they're definitely bowl eligible.
You don't keep a coach to a bowl game. You fucking fire him. Right. Yeah, he's gone. But so, you know, he'll be done. And then they say Jimbo really wants this Auburn job. And Arkansas really wants Malzahn. So, and he feels like Auburn's been treating him like shit from what I've heard. I don't think Gus gets really good money for the, you know, program he's
built there. On earth would Malzahn leave? I know it's from, he's from Arkansas, but why would he leave Auburn to go to Arkansas?
I don't know. I'm not with it either. I don't, but apparently he's not happy at Auburn. He thinks he's mistreated there. He's getting no respect. Plus, their AD just left, too.
He didn't leave. He got his ass fired. And Jeff Long's pretty respected in the game, too.
Wait, are
he
was you talking on the about Arkansas or are you talking about Auburn? I'm talking about Jimmy Jacobs at Auburn.
I thought you were talking about Jeff Long. I was like, he got shit canned.
Oh, so both places lost their ADs.
Yeah, he's gone.
Too. That's why Burt's not surviving.
Oh, I mean, Burt has multiple reasons why he shouldn't survive. But some reason, he and Jeff Long were, like, tight.
Yeah,
so they weren't going
the
anywhere.
Thing. I didn't know they fired Long. Yeah, that was the reason Burt was still there. So, man, like, things could get really interesting. Apparently, Jimbo Fisher wants the fuck out of Tallahassee. That's how Bobby Bowden used to say it. Tallahassee. Bobby.
So, yeah, that's a great introduction for tonight's episode. We'll be talking all things college football, and then we'll jump right back into NFL.
It's interesting right now what's about to happen. Like, all these fucking SEC jobs could open up.
I mean, it could be nuts.
Already open. Arkansas's open. A&M's definitely going to be open.
UCLA's open. I mean, I know it's not an SEC job, but it's a job that's going to be relevant because it's a big market.
Florida, who apparently just only wants Chip Kelly at this point.
Chip Kelly?
I read something that. Yeah, I heard that Chip Kelly also has to wait to get money from. He has to wait till the end of the regular season before he takes another job due to the fact that he is collecting a check from San Francisco, is what I saw on the internet.
So he's just going to lead some people.
Well, I already said he's meeting with UCLA.
Did he?
And he's already met with Florida. Like, if he wants the Florida job, he could say yes right now, and it would be his.
Yeah. So, which one would you rather have?
UCLA, I think. If I'm Chip Kelly.
He's a better fit for the West Coast. He knows it. He recruited to Oregon, you know, which nobody had really done before. So, like, recruiting to L.A. Shouldn't be a problem.
Maybe. A little less rigorous of job, I would think. You know, all you have to do is technically beat USC, and you should be okay.
Yeah,
you
Jim
know,
Moore's been there how long? And they really haven't been worth a shit. There's been a lot of hype, but it took this long for him to get fired. So Chip Kelly would have 6 years if he wanted it, probably.
Yeah, I mean,
he'd turn it around by then.
UCLA has gotten pretty complacent.
Yeah, Florida, though, you know, Florida's going to be pissed if they're not. I mean, McElwain.
If they get passed over.
Yeah, like McElwain went to the fucking, and I guess it doesn't mean shit to go to the SEC championship being from the East or something. I don't know, but yeah, like bye, bud. See you later. Go fuck a shark.
Well, shit. I mean the SEC needs some good coaching in it. I mean, there's really one great coach and a lot of okay coaches, and then a lot of bad coaches.
There's quite a few bad ones. I mean, no offense to Dan, but when Dan Mullen's the second best coach in your conference, you've got issues. Because, like, you look at his record against ranked teams, it's atrocious.
It speaks volumes for how quickly we've had turnover. But at the same time, every now and then he wins a couple games, and he's doing well with the program that he has, which is, I think, what.
No, he is. I'm not poking fun. I'm just saying. It's, man, what the fuck?
FYI, listeners,
it's better than. But
y'all had
like.
Live from downtown.
Oh, yeah, dude. We got a goddamn fire truck going by or something. I don't know what's going on. We're not on fire.
Because y'all both had three coaches, I think, since. Or maybe just two for Phil. But, I mean, since Dan got there. So there's something to be said about job security and job stability in the conference.
So
as
what?
Well.
He got there when we had Nut?
Ogeron.
Okay, so I mean, if you count Luke, that's four coaches.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. That's, I mean, yeah, that's.
You gotta
then
count
let's tread lightly on, you know, slandering him for being the second best.
I'm not talking shit about that. I'm just saying, like, I mean, same with you.
Good old fashioned act, only.
But look at basketball and compare. Like, Andy Kennedy's the dean of SEC coaches. You would not have thought that. He's been there longer than anybody in the whole SEC. Is that not nuts?
Yeah, but not as nuts, seeing as he's only gone to the tournament once.
Yeah, he's been at Ole Miss since I was at Ole Miss.
Wow.
2004.
How does he,
so.
I mean,
He's the winningest coach in Ole Miss history.
How many times have y'all made
that's not that's like being the smartest kid with Downs.
I'm not saying that's good. Okay, but if you see our old building that we just moved out of, it was
really that is true. He has done a lot for the y'all made strides, very large strides.
Like, dude, yeah, I agree. That pad was the worst building in the league. When he recruited Marshall Henderson and Stephen Moody to Ole Miss, he didn't even take them to the Tad Pad. Marshall only saw the practice facility. Never saw the arena.
The Maravich Center is pretty
cool. Oh, it's bad. Y'all probably have the new pieces worst of shit. So congratulations.
States, I mean, we haven't done shit to ours since we've had it. I mean, it's a big place. It's just not aesthetically pleasing.
Man, our place boxes is a fucking mini NBA arena. It's just like a three-quarters NBA arena. It's fucking nuts how nice what? And awesome it is. It's way too nice for us to have. That's for God.
I didn't watch y'all's game last night. Did y'all win last night?
No, we lost to Utah. Stayed up till like 12:30 to watch us. Just
Jesus, late game.
Fucking finish in the second half. We're a real similar team in basketball as we are in football. We got a lot of offense. We don't play a lot of defense. You take the over, man. I took the over last night. Hammered that shit. Didn't even remember.
You don't give a shit what sport it is. You're taking every over.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one that's going to sit here and take an under skip.
Hey, I'm with you on that. And as you know, it's Maction Tuesday for Kip. And so I've got the favorites in the overs this evening.
Four or five Michigan bets by now.
Eastern Michigan over is in play. Eastern Michigan's kind of in trouble. They need to score some points.
How many fucking schools are there in Michigan? Like 74? It's crazy.
I don't know. I'm sure there's a fair amount, but I know that four of them play on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and I clean up when they play.
Central, Eastern. Is it? There's not a Southern Michigan. They're missing out on Southern and Northern Michigan.
There could be. They just don't mean
maybe there could also be a Detroit, you know, that plays
maybe
up there.
Michigan is Northern Michigan.
So wait. Is the whole MAC conference Michigan teams?
Don't slander that conference. It's great. It has Akron, Kent State. It's got Bowling Green. It's got Miami of Ohio.
Pretty good conference.
So Ohio, Kentucky, and Michigan make up.
Indiana. I think they play in Detroit for their conference championship game.
Buffalo in there now too.
They may be ever since Khalil Mack days, aka like 4 or 5 years ago. Yeah. I don't know.
Seems like forever ago, but y'all remember Buffalo was like good for a year. I mean,
just one year under Ron English or Charlie Strong or somebody was under had them.
Who was that guy? That guy's disappeared off the face.
Where did he go?
He's a bald black guy, but I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I know. I'm picturing him, but I don't remember where he went.
For any of the listeners out there, don't give us a shout. Let us know who this coach was.
Tan. Oh, he's a former Nebraska quarterback, wasn't he? I feel like I'm really close on this. Feel like I'm really close on this.
Wow.
Turner Gill.
There it is. Nebraska. What's up?
Where did he coach though? Where did he got Buffalo? He got a big job from being good at Buffalo.
Okay, yeah, let's find out where.
He's at Nebraska.
Well, then he wasn't the head coach there though. He wouldn't have taken like a coordinator gig at Nebraska after being head coach at Buffalo. No, I think he took a big
job. Well, he got fired.
He had now he's fired.
Now he's the coach of Liberty.
Oh, God. Man, what happened to Turner? Like, let's get a little timeline here. Let's run this chain.
All right, I'm going to give you all a little Turner Gill breakdown. It's a Where Are They Now Tuesday night edition, guys.
He went to Kansas.
He played at Nebraska.
Right.
He was the quarterback there, and then he went to the Montreal Concords, he only was there for 2 years.
Right, Wikipedia.
I'm Wikipediaing the shit out of this. Yeah, it's the Where Are They Now? Yeah, I'm just reading it off.
So anyway, he was the head coach at Kansas? That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, that was apparently a big step for
him. That's the job he took. Man, why would you step out on a limb for Kansas?
Kansas tried to get their football team good for a minute because they had Charlie Weiss.
Yeah, and they had Mangino's.
Dude.
I was going to say something mean about it, but I'm not going to. That guy's probably had enough mean things said about it.
Is he still alive?
Proof right there. Yeah. I don't know. Probably. I think we'd have heard if he died. Yeah, and, like, a lot of restaurants probably would have gone out of business. I was really trying to think of like a really good restaurant to throw in there, and I just
Mark Mangino was his name, and yes, he is still alive.
Mark Mangino, yeah.
Dude. So, Mark, if you're going to come on the podcast, slander Pierce. Don't be shy,
man. I think we need to go after Turner Gill. Like, what happened at Kansas, Turner? You were a hot rising name in the coaching ranks, and now you're at Liberty. Fucking, I didn't even know they played football. I remember the other Curry son went there and played basketball initially, and then I transferred to Duke.
How could neither of those kids get to like?
Well, the other one, Seth, ended up at Duke after a year at Liberty. But yeah, anyway, I mean, Liberty, I mean, come the fuck on, dude. What is that, in Virginia?
I don't know. I just remember the team because they played in the Big Dance once or twice.
Yeah.
In basketball, exactly. Yeah, Turner, come on, man. Nobody's probably asking him for interviews, so let's reach out. Liberty season's probably over.
Dude, they got some guy on Michigan basketball that has literally got some 80s short shorts on.
Man, it's 102-61 currently. Where did this blowout come from?
So y'all are not watching the Eastern Michigan game like I am?
Dude, if LSU basketball is about to come on.
Yeah, Kip, if you're not hammering every Maui Invitational over, you're a fool. Because the rims in Lahaina Civic Center are like the softest in the country. It's crazy. It really is nuts. And no, I don't.
What did the overs look like last night? What did the overs look like last night? Where'd they go? Like four for four?
Popped.
Oh, well, if you can't, give me some number here.
Probably hit the over in the first quarter.
Oh, yeah, that football game totally did, for sure. But, yeah, dude, overs in Maui. Just be hammering them. These tournaments, man, with these good teams.
There's only one. The only game left from Maui is LSU Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's probably left.
Well, Michigan Chaminade
Player now. What's the line on that?
It's -8 Notre Dame and over 155.
Man, LSU won last night. I didn't see the game, so I don't know.
But I didn't see it either, unfortunately. It started at 10:30.
See, y'all are going to sit here and try to give me fucking gambling picks, didn't watch the game, and now they're playing on a night without rest.
I'm just telling you to hammer the over because the rims there are soft as hell, and games go over there. Like, I bet Maui overs every year. That's what you do.
Apparently, I'll stick with action football. I'm going to stick with directional football from Michigan.
Okay, well, yeah, you missed the plum lock in Michigan. By 38, no big deal.
Yeah, the over in the Eastern Michigan game looks prime, too. So it's cool. Everybody is happy on a Tuesday. That's all that matters. I'm glad to have everyone here.
Look, I'm just trying to make you more money, dude.
God, the more the merrier, as they say.
Yeah, like, he doesn't like make free money.
Well, then speaking of free money... What do we got this weekend? What football games do we like? Do you have some sleepers? Do we have any locks? And let's talk the big games as well. What's going to happen in the Iron Bowl? Who should I bet?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. I'm pretty sure Auburn's going to win. Auburn's going to win. I would hammer that Auburn money line. That's all my lock of the week.
Lock of the week.
Like, key it up, yeah. Cha-cha-ching!
That's a bold play, Cotton, but I like it. You know, Bill, that's confidence.
Roll Titan people? Have you been doing your business?
All right,
shit. It might be too late, but we can try. I mean,
if it's a forced anchor, does it even work?
Well, we don't know. We're going to find out.
I'm going to walk into the office tomorrow and just say, roll Tide.
He's going to roll Tide every
night. I want to see a recording on the Instagram account of you just roll Tide and folks in your office.
I just want to see you walking down the sidewalk, roll Tide.
Yeah, do that. On your way to lunch tomorrow. On your way to lunch tomorrow, just roll Tide the shit out of everybody you see on the side of the streets in Denver.
All right.
I mean, somebody's got to do it.
And we know the skills that you have. Yeah. You got to be the one.
You're dangerous.
Let's keep it the elephant in the room and not address it too much. I'm just going to roll
Tide. I see what you did there with the elephant with the roll Tide. Roll Tide.
I don't even know if he meant to do that.
I don't think he did, but it's cool. But... Well, I mean, that's not the only game we got this weekend. I mean, where I think money can be made on Oklahoma State beating the shit out of Kansas, as because they need a little help, and then hope that West Virginia can beat Oklahoma. So I'm gonna follow Mason Rudolph this week.
Hey, by the way. Want to talk about Baker?
Can I go back to the Iron Bowl real quick? What happens?
If yeah, I'm just talking about them.
And Bama's left out of the SEC championship game with one loss. And then, you know, Auburn loses to Georgia in the SEC championship. Does the SEC team not get in, or does, you know, Alabama fucking 2011 their way in again?
Well, we can also remember Ohio State did the same thing, and they went on to win the whole goddamn thing.
Right.
So it is possible that they give it Alabama the fourth
thing if they get in like that.
But like
they would be like the one. I guess it also depends on the Clemson Miami game. There's a lot of what ifs out there.
But okay, so in that scenario, what if Georgia, Clemson, Miami, and Alabama all have one loss? You got four, those
and
four
Oklahoma
in here with one loss,
and Oklahoma,
and Oklahoma with one loss. That's five. So somebody's already for sure getting left out, and you have Wisconsin. With one loss.
Or
six
zero.
Teams with one loss.
If Wisco has one loss, they're done. Their schedule's so weak that they're done. Okay, they have to win. They have to be undefeated.
They're getting in if they're undefeated. 100%. They have to.
So like,
and then they're going to lay an egg as the four seed, and everyone's going to say that the fifth team should have been in there, not the fourth team.
Yeah. Like clockwork. I mean, you know that's going to happen, but –
who's the fifth team?
It's
Oklahoma.
Wild that now we're in this situation where we could end with like 6 1-loss teams. How fucking awesome would that be? Man, they would change that thing to fucking six so fast. I think it should be. I don't know if it should be eight.
It should be eight.
Well, if you do the six, you can give the top two a week off, and that could be beneficial.
They don't need another week off. They're already coming off like five.
So you're saying do it like the NFL?
Oh yeah, I kind of get what you're saying. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, the bye, the extra week off would be hurt them really. You know, well,
I don't know. You could look at it a couple of ways, but yeah, you might as well just go to eight because it's going to end up at eight eventually. And I think you need some crazy shit to happen for that to take place. And all these teams having one loss could be it. We thought it was going to be two, but teams just quit losing. I mean, after the couple weeks we saw who. Figured that things would. I guess they didn't really play anybody this week either. Like, holy shit, were there some blowouts, Skip?
That was a bad weekend of college football.
Yeah, there wasn't much to watch. I got pretty drunk instead. I watched a little of the Georgia Kentucky game, had a little skin on Missouri. Like I mentioned, that rando guy on Twitter who gave everybody the hot take. They just beat the shit out of Vandy. So I was watching literally useless football, just yelling at the TV anyway. It was fantastic.
I briefly watched the LSU game. That was pretty amazing, the weather there.
Just torrential downpours?
Oh, yeah. It was like a monsoon. Apparently, a piece of the scoreboard flew off into the crowd.
That's how you know that's good football conditions.
Yeah. We still put up 30. How about that LSU offense?
Man, Danny Etling for Heisman, maybe? Like, they thought it was going to be Geist. This Etling guy's throwing the pill.
If only he had one more. Only.
Yeah. Famous words from LSU fans. Yeah. Oh, man. Who do y'all have this week, Phil?
It's really bad when you're thinking Danny Etling's a good – I know Phil's joking, but
– it's probably bad in parallel
with quarterbacks. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, they're like a quarterback shy of being like a legit contender every year.
I mean, I tell you what, man.
It's like clockwork.
The last time we were worth a damn in 2011, Jared Lee started almost every game that season, and then Miles brought Jefferson back in as the starter for the national championship game.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Like, what the fuck?
Man, Jefferson was just a fucking flop. Paraly was a flop. Jennings, wasn't there a Jennings? Wasn't that the last
Jennings,
guy?
Yeah, Jennings was before Harris.
He's somewhere. Oh, Harris.
He's at UL.
Man, fucking Brandon Harris. That guy.
Mettenberger was there for a minute. I mean, he was the best quarterback we've had in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but
which also speaks volumes.
What happened with him there? Yeah.
He was on like the Titans for a little while. He may have started a game or two. And I know he ran his mouth a little bit and got a bar fight.
Like maybe a top five round pick, like a fifth round pick. But he blew out his knee his last game at LSU.
Okay, that's what happened. I knew something had to happen to him.
Yeah,
because he's supposed to be real dope. Real dope.
We thought when we got him transferred out of he had Georgia. Like a Chad Kelly type situation. He had to go to JUCO, or did he transfer straight from Georgia?
I think he transferred straight from Georgia.
Set out a year.
He definitely got like kicked out of Georgia though for like groping some chick.
He got kicked off the team.
Yeah. Anyway. Definitely did.
And that's talking LSU's football season. Who's the next quarterback in line?
Bitch, man. Like, yeah. I mean, this
– And it really is. Y'all are just a quarterback away, so you just may have to wait another season or two. And who can develop it? We'll see if the dude can develop it.
Receivers, Pittsburgh. Dude, they only got the one. They got that one guy that's pretty good.
Well, they had Dupree, and they fucked it up. I wouldn't either.
Tons of receivers in the NFL.
You did.
Kuiper loves Chark this year.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You always got the one, for sure. You always got the one that doesn't leave. But that kid, Trey Quinn's at SMU, like, tearing shit up. He's a Biletnikoff semifinalist. I think there's two, actually, former LSU. That D'Ars guy for TCU's on the list, too.
Yeah.
Both of those are former LSU receivers.
Yeah, we've had so many transfer out. So, I mean, but I would, too.
And they're obviously good.
You're running off it. Fuck it.
What's that?
I said you're in a running offense. Just get the hell out of there, like Dupree or whatever his name was. That's in the green.
It'll evolve. It's pretty balanced right now.
You gotta get the quarterback. I mean, yeah, Coach O's slinging it around. Coach O knows that he can't get fired this year. I mean, the motherfucker lost to Troy, and he's gonna keep his job.
Well, so he's turned it around since.
Well, yeah.
You gotta give him credit.
Yeah, Coach O. I mean, dude, I expect Coach O to win games at LSU because he's fucking at LSU.
Right.
You know, but, like, I mean, how you fucking lose to Troy? Oh, no, Saban lost to ULM his first year. How many people are beating that fucking drum after that game? But it's true. I'm on board. I hear it. But
I'm not.
He's not Nick Saban. No. I'm not saying you're saying that either. I'm just saying.
I mean, his IQ is probably half of Nick Saban's.
Man, who pulled
the gumbo?
Was it Bielema? Who went for that fourth down?
Bielema.
It was Bielema. Yeah, just like, out of fucking.
Thank God. I'm glad he did that. Man, that was an ugly game.
But what was he thinking?
That was the Coach O move against State, though. We were winning that whole game. He went for that fourth down on like our own 35 up, winning the game, and gave it back to him. And they scored a touchdown and beat us. I think we were only up 6 or some shit. But yeah, I mean, and then he got fired immediately after the game. And then, you know, Bert. What a fucking dipshit that guy is.
Yeah, he handed that game to y'all on platter.
Yeah. It's like he didn't give a fuck. It's like, oh, I'm going to go for this. I'm done.
He must have thought they were losing or something.
I don't know. I don't know what.
Don't put that theory behind past you. He could definitely have been someone that did that. He could have they were up. And we scored 2 touchdowns in that amount of time, I believe. So it was actually, he may have been up, and then we tied it, and then we got the ball back somehow, and then tied it again. I can't remember when. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all ended up winning by 7, I know.
Yeah, we scored with very little time left. It worked out well.
I don't know why they wear these fucking uniforms, because that's not their color.
What are you talking
about? They're not highlighter yellow. Like, these fucking, they wore this shit last year, too. We played Baylor last year, and they wore these fucking stupid things against us.
A couple years ago, they thought it was good luck and wore it for every game they were in the tournament. And
yeah.
They end up,
I still think it's good luck, because this shit's hurting my eyes.
Dude, I'm pretty sure they've worn them ever since that year in the tournament.
They just never take them off.
I think they've won it pretty much all of last year.
Oh, well.
But yeah,
okay. Anyway. Yeah, that's bad radio for the day.
Well, Phil freaked out for a second because LSU didn't come on and they're going to be on ESPN instead of the Deuce. And this other game started. It was just kind of one of those moments like, hey, what's going on? But, you know, when you play at the same place, they take 20 minutes at least between games.
At least.
Switch it over. You know, get it going. No big deal. Anyway. And we're going to turn off that Baylor game though because those uniforms are ugly and distracting.
Hey, I recommend Mac Football.
We could do that.
On ESPNU. Yep, go to ESPNU.
Action.
What's it called? So anyways, onward and upward. There's a couple other games besides just ours that pique our interest. Michigan obviously is not as good as we all or I thought at least. God. But they're still 12-point underdogs against Ohio State this weekend.
Not a chance in hell. Ohio State beats them by 25+.
All right. So for those writing that one on their card.
Doesn't matter.
They're not going to win, but they could cover.
I mean, 12's a lot, and at home in a fucking rivalry game when you're not supposed to win.
Trash, though. Wait, how bad did Wisconsin beat them?
It was close for a while. I watched most of that game. My half-sister went. Shout out to Natalie. She's definitely not listening. she's a Wolverine.
Oh, Wolverine.
Took a little road trip to Madison.
Okay. Oh, like
they lost 24-10.
I had dinner with her last night. She came back.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, go Wolverines. Not really. I think they're going to get stomped, but.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I'm
so, okay, we'll add that one to the card. Ohio State heavy for Pierce. He's going to anchor. Is anchor your sister?
Jesus. I think he just anchored the Michigan Wolverines.
I was about to say I'm a Wolverine.
And then he caught himself, but you know what?
God, what a dick move to do to your sister. He
Michigan. And about,
way to go, Bubba. Well, there's a couple other, I guess, semi-interesting games. But, I mean, Washington State, the Pirate, maybe his last game over there because he could get a better or higher-paying, more prominent job at a lot of other places after this season.
Did I say that he's a candidate at Auburn?
Man, we got him on a list or two, but, I mean, we're not going to get the Pirate. Oh, God, I wish we would, though. Oh my God. Yeah. Woo, I wish we would. Shit, man. Dude, if Auburn opens up, they're getting Jimbo Fisher. Like, 100%, that's happening. But if it doesn't happen, A&M really fucking wants Jimbo, too. But he would prefer the Auburn job, according to people in the know. You know, sources and shit.
Shit, I mean, sources.
Yeah, do you have the same one as Jim Shears?
We're like, we've got Jimbo. I had two.
He regrets it now. He wishes he took that job. He definitely wishes he took that job. Because, dude, look at Florida State. Like, he's a recruited elite talent there, and they just completely fell apart when they lost their quarterback this year. I'm pretty sure the fans there are kind of insufferable as well. I mean, I don't know many.
That sounds like a lot of all of Florida schools.
But, like, I really think it's a crazed type atmosphere where they expect, you know, to be in the playoff every year. And maybe they should expect that. I don't fucking, who am I to judge?
Not when you're in that state. I mean, Florida, you know.
Yeah, now Miami's good again.
They kind of rotated in the 90s and then early 2000s with Florida being dominant. It was just Florida winning a national championship.
It was all three of them. The talent pool down there is just filthy. So all three of them are able to be relevant. And when you see that Florida's down and then you're down and you're like, well, why the hell are we both down? You got to wonder, but then you realize that Florida also has like 11 kids in jail. So, I mean, I think Florida State has to kick off a fair amount of students, athletes also sometimes. So, hell, I mean, get out of there and go to a different little pool. I guess you could still pull some of those recruits, but
They lose people every year for sure. I mean, just look at all the quarterbacks that have gone to East Mississippi. They're like all from Florida State. They have Florida State's backup from the year before every year in the last like 3 years.
Go visit Lane Kiffin down in Boca. Dude's going for a perfect conference season this year.
Man, Lane's going to get a – I mean, that guy's
Phil, – Phil's a, teams again, reverse anchor on his own teams on accident.
Yeah, I don't – actually, Phil did not anchor at that
He picked him. He picked him. Reversed anchor.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that that we can actually pick out a moment where Phil helped something out.
Well, yeah, we never put that on any list or made fun of me or harped on it. So.
No, so maybe that's why. But, I mean, you were a staunch supporter the first couple of weeks. You picked them, like, every week for 4 weeks.
I think I had them as the surprise team in the New Year's 6.
Oh, you did. I understand. Yeah. That's crazy. So, Lane, I haven't really heard his name anywhere. Like, people saying they're interested in Lane, I guess because there's so many names out there right now.
Well, I mean, you mentioned a lot of coaches, but he does have a little baggage and a little liability come with it. So he may not be – I mean, and he may fuck your offensive coordinator's wife or the chancellor's wife or the president.
Maybe.
He's always a liability. He'll stick his dick in anything, it sounds like, partying all these towns and hearing these stories. So he's got a little bit of
– I mean, he's no Quinn Snyder, but he's probably pretty cool.
Is that the guy that partied at Mizzou, the basketball coach?
You know, okay.
Was he doing coke with people?
Yeah, but y'all know what Quinn Snyder does now.
Does coke with ex-players?
Yeah, I didn't know that until last year. I'm watching a game. They're like, Quinn Snyder. I'm like, holy fucking shit, that guy's in the NBA? That's where he belongs.
Yeah, who does he coach in the NBA?
Yeah, he coaches the Jazz.
He's the head coach of the Utah Jazz.
The last place you expect him to be, I guarantee.
He's hiding. He probably had to go to rehab, and then he cleaned up, and now he probably lives in Utah.
Assistant for the Lakers, dude. He was partying in L.A.
Dude, I bet he does more coke than anybody in Utah. I think that's a very safe bet. Quinn Snyder
If Quinn Snyder was to come on the podcast and talk about, the jump from Missouri to Utah, come join us.
Let's have a conversation. It was a fucking wild ride, dude. That guy had some fucking fun. As far as like being a coach goes, like
he still looks like a fucking definition cokehead.
Oh yeah, there's no way he's not. Okay, because riddle me this, like. Very addictive substance, allegedly. Like, no way, like, when you have all this NBA money, you're going to just quit doing something like that. You're just going to increase your... I mean, I don't know if he's married or not, but he's probably Hugh Freeze and some chicks.
Yeah, he's probably getting out there, like, with the Lane Kiffins of the world. So that's what I'm saying, like...
Prostitutes exist in Utah, though?
Oh, they're everywhere, Phil.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, it's probably especially in Utah.
I mean, I know they sure exist.
But... They probably wear, like, bonnets and shit. They dress not Amish people, but, they wear that old-timey shit. I don't know why I'm thinking that.
Where's your English Mormon accent?
I don't have one. I didn't have a Mormon accent.
And that's making fun of Mormons the week 16. Yeah, you didn't really – we don't know if the Mormons have an accent, but you definitely brought an English one to the table when you're – talking in the name of.
So that's what we were talking about that night. I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
Talking Mormons. But man, yeah, dude, Quinn, nobody has more fun in Utah. Quinn has enough fun for the whole state of Utah. That's why fine. He's coaching there. It just balances out.
Like, yeah.
He was in a party city still. Oh, God.
Yeah, he's got to stay away. He's got to stay in,
I guarantee he parties at his house. He's probably got a badass place. Man, maybe he'll.
So is that what you're saying is Lane Kiffin will end up at BYU?
We're close. What'd you say about BYU?
So what you're saying is Lane Kiffin should go to a place like BYU.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Lane could really turn that program around. And I feel like Utah could really turn his life around.
Look at that.
You got to hide where.
We're doing some matchmaker stuff over here.
Yeah. That you got to hide where they least suspect to find you. I mean, it seems like it sounds like a duh, but people don't understand that, right off the bat. They want a hybrid. I was thinking that earlier. Like, they blew the fuck out of this team, and I was wondering if, Scott Padgett called Patino afterwards, and Patino had notes, like, hey, they were this.
Are they allowed to go to the tournament this year if they do well?
I don't know. I think they're banned from postseason.
They better be.
This is a meaningless season right here that they're playing, like our football team.
It's like they're trying to save their actual program because they could very well be losing it. So this is like the last. It's like if a fraternity gets kicked off campus, you throw like one big party, like a toga party.
Yeah. Double secret probation. Exactly.
And then if you're going to get kicked off campus, you might as well just go balls to walls. Yeah. You got to go Delta on them.
But that's the thing. Like they're missing the tournament this year because of the escort thing. Like all this, we paid this player $200,000 who we just had in school.
Yeah, it's not FBI related.
None of that shit's even come up yet. So, yeah, I mean,
the reason Patino was on probation.
So, yeah, they're not going to the tournament this year. They won't be going to the tournament for, the next
a long time.
3 years,
right.
At least.
SMU had that issue as well, and they were, running through teams as well. They were, top 15 and, didn't get invited to the tournament because of, self-imposed, Larry Brown.
They were like 30-4 last year. They were incredible and they were banned from the postseason because some shit Larry Brown did.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it's not going to be the first team that has ever done it, but that's how I would want to go out if I felt my team was about to get the death penalty.
Yeah, and they
the federal fucking government.
Because that's what the death penalty is. It's when you're on probation and then you commit more violations while you're on probation. It's repeat offender. That's why, like, we can't get the death penalty because we weren't already on probation. But Louisville, 1,000,000% qualifies. So, like, not well,
good
only
luck to, good luck like, to them this year.
It's, yeah, like, they're the reason the rule was written. It's just like SMU. Like, SMU kept paying all those kids after they were on probation. Like a bunch of fucking idiots. But anyway, yeah, they're fucked.
They're fucked.
But it's cool to see them playing now. Have fun this year. You're ranked and it's worthless.
Yep, go for it. Go big.
Do it up. Do it big.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps up college sports, I guess, unless we have anything else. I know we kind of harped a little bit on college basketball. It's kind of getting in full gear. The Maui Invitational. We've talked coaches randomly, both pro and college basketball.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, yeah.
That's pretty much how we do everything.
I like this just off-the-cuff chat stuff. If you were here, it'd be even cooler. But, like, you got to be cool and hang out down in wherever you live, Lakewood.
Yep, yep. So, what's it called? But onward and upward again towards the NFL. Let's get into it. Cowboys got rocked
again. Do we
again.
Have to talk about the NFL? That was just
now, let's make this quick, and we can just make this quick. We'll just pretend. Don't ask Phil any questions, and we'll just talk about our team sucking, and we'll just keep on going.
Yeah, like because talking about sucking is so great.
Oh man, well, just kind of become the norm lately.
Yeah, like, did it. I'm not going to say anything else about it.
Like,
I'm
Kirk doesn't deserve fucking shit. If the Redskins pay Kirk this money.
What? He had a fucking great game. He is good.
He's fine.
He is good.
That team is bad, though.
I know. And that's why him being good is so impressive. I mean, he's got no receivers. He's got no tight end. Well, I mean,
Vernon Davis is good. Josh Doctson's a first-round pick. Crowder's good.
No.
But, yeah, we really could use Pierre Garçon back and DeSean Jackson. That would be nice to have some weapons like that. But they refused to pay him. Could have had DeSean back. Didn't want to pay him the bread, you know? It's kind of hard to compete with Tampa, too. I mean, as far as just, like, weather goes. DeSean's a fucking West Coast kid. He likes that sunshine.
Well, it really worked out for him. But, I mean, that game was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Down 15 with six to play. I mean, Washington shit the bed. That's not on Kirk Cousins in that regard. I mean,
the defense gave up two touchdowns in 5 minutes.
That's not on Kirk Cousins.
Oh, but Kirk could have gotten a first down. Kirk, look. The Saints got the ball back and threw an interception back to the Skins. So, like, the game should have been over. All we had to do is get a first down, and they couldn't get a fucking first down. Two different times this happened that they couldn't get a first down. Like, just get the fucking first down, the game's over.
You sent
the ball back to a defense that's been on the field the whole fourth quarter. Of course they're going to give up a fucking touchdown. So, yes, I blame Kirk for not getting 2 fucking yards and getting a first down.
But you were running the ball at that point.
Yeah, totally
so
were.
So it's not Kirk's fault. Kirk is good. You let him go, it's a mistake.
Jay Gruden's probably bad. Starting to think Jay Gruden might be bad.
He keeps losing coordinators every year. He's lost both of his coordinators last year. So, I mean, he's got...
That's his fault, though.
I mean, that's not his fault if they get poached for other jobs. Isn't one of them in, like, Buffalo?
Well, what's his face, Carolina, but the Rams now?
Enough of the Redskins. Let's talk about the Saints running backs. Ingram and Kamara, that's fucking...
They're filthy, man. They are running up a storm.
Anything like this, you know, having, like... Not one, but two great running backs.
It is nuts watching y'all run the ball a whole bunch. Just fucking aired.
I bet Drew Brees loves it, though. He's not getting laid out all the time.
This is going to extend his career
for sure. Absolutely. Man, it's nuts.
Kamara's a game changer.
Y'all are still hitting overs.
Yeah.
And you're not throwing the ball because you get 20 yards. Because
Ingram averaged 12-something a carry last week. He had 12 carries for 100-something yards. I mean, that's impressive. And then Kamara's just catching balls out the backfield. It's exciting, exciting, exciting.
Phil's really excited right now, guys. I think he thinks they're going to the Super Bowl.
I didn't say that.
I mean,
Phil, would you go to Minnesota?
You know what I'm scared of? You know what I'm scared of?
The Eagles?
The Falcons.
Yeah. I don't know.
They sucked at the beginning of the year. Like, they were bad. They're lucky to be 6-4, but
they're not good now. Julio's banged up. Freeman's out. I mean, they got.
Dude, they just went on the road on a night game in bad conditions and beat Seattle. Now Seattle's not
the Redskins just
without Chancellor or Sherman.
Well, that's true, but still, I mean,
the Skins just beat Seattle.
Seattle almost went into New Orleans and won.
Almost, but almost doesn't count. Should have gone into New Orleans and won. Kirk could get a first down.
Y'all outplayed the Saints. You were the better team on the field that day.
I agree. I'm not going to disagree there. But, look, I just think that money can be spent in a lot better ways. And you go out and get some guy that's... And
everybody y'all throw in at running back is good.
Yeah, seems to be. But you need to spend that, you know, you need to shore up that defense a little bit more. Defense is good, but it's not great.
No.
It's far from great.
No.
A lot of deficiencies there. So, yeah, I mean, we don't need to score 45 points a game. Play some defense, score like 24 points a game, get some dubs, you know what I mean?
That's what the Saints were doing prior to that game.
Mm-hmm. So you feel me? Hey, how about the Cowboys? They look really good without Zeke.
Man, I don't even know if it's Zeke. And yeah, I didn't want to talk about NFL, so I'm just kind of sitting here chilling. What's it called? It's demoralizing, but yeah, I don't know if it's all Zeke. I mean, without Sean Lee on defense, like Phil's boy said a couple weeks ago, as well as without Tyron Smith on the line, I mean, that's I give a lot of the credit to that.
Zeke made the right choice, just taking his medicine. He
should have taken his medicine earlier in the season, but at the same time, I mean, our season may be done, so I'm not going to harp too much on the Cowboys until Zeke gets back. So we're underdogs against the Chargers on Thursday. Yeah, I'm going to continue to harp on them. Always will. What's it called?
Underdogs against the Chargers. Wow.
Yeah, I know. At home on Thanksgiving. Like, what the fuck? You got to hit the Cowboys heavy.
That's the ultimate sign of disrespect right there.
So who'd have thought before the season that the Rams-Saints would be a primetime big matchup in Week 11?
Not a lot of folks. Is that the Sunday game this week?
That's who the Saints play, yeah, at the Rams. Dude,
man, that's a good game right there. I'm about hammering that over. I'll tell you that much right now.
Man, I don't know. The defenses aren't too bad. And, I mean, obviously the Rams couldn't get anything going against Minnesota last week, but both those defenses are pretty good. If they set that over at, like, 55, I could see it being the under.
For sure.
Y'all bet that under. Have fun with it.
I don't not bet overs. I don't bet unders. I just don't bet the overs. Yeah. Like, so if I think the number's too high, I just leave it be completely.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of betting teams. I just like betting the total.
There you go.
They probably add up to get this. Let's do it.
It just likes rooting for scores.
Shout out to Eastern Michigan, 34-31 with the W. They may not have hit, but they hit the over.
What's up? It really ruins sports, though. As far as like when you take a bunch of overs and all you're cheering for is points and then you don't gamble and you try to watch a game, you just have no interest in it. Like, I couldn't watch this Maction game right now if I didn't take the over in it. Like, there wouldn't be a chance in hell. I'd probably even struggle to watch it if I took the over in it. Yeah, then we're not even – I mean, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
clearly. It says final right there.
But, yeah, I mean, you know –
Well, so that's, you know, I guess talking Cowboys and then Saints this week. What is the what do the Redskins have this week?
Oh God, I don't know, Skip. I'm pulling a Phil.
That's a big Phil move, y'all.
I actually went to the Broncos game.
No, the Redskins got the Giants.
Talk about
maybe a win. That should be a win, hopefully.
Talk about bad football. I went to the Broncos Bengals game this weekend. That was barely fun. I mean, it was just cool being in the stadium and seeing it. You know, my dad's got great seats, so it was nice, but that was bad football. Brock Osweiler should not get paid to be in the NFL.
Man, well, this week Paxton Lynch is starting for him. And so shout out to our Denver listeners. Don't forget, for those that are looking for clothes, go to dlinecare.com. What's it called? They're bad. All of those quarterbacks are bad. So, I would love to see Chad Kelly. I mean, I know he's going to stay on IR for the year, but I'm already ready to see Chad Kelly play.
That's his team in the fall, Skip.
I mean, Paxton Lynch starting this week, and he's garbage from everybody's indications. So, I mean, why not?
He's never played in a regular season game, has he?
Yeah, played some last year.
Oh.
Didn't he? Had to have. Yeah, they wasted a pick on Paxton. They're going to end up getting bailed out because they got Chad at a fucking steal. So, it's going to work out for Elway. Swag's going to be stunned.
I wanted the Saints to draft
him. Yeah, I wasn't being sarcastic. I mean,
I agree with you when I say, I mean, I'm in agreement. I think that he is the best quarterback on that roster.
If Chad didn't tear his ACL in that fucking game against, South Alabama, whoever we were playing, Georgia Southern. And then obviously not hurt his wrist,
These are a lot of excuses, I get what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying if he would have gotten banged up there, he would have been a fucking fourth round pick probably. He'd have been a much higher pick than he was.
Like a Mettenberger.
Yeah, he would have been he's a steal. He dropped because he got hurt, which should happen, but they got to deal with him.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't invited to the what's it called either. I remember the combine.
Well, he didn't get invited to the combine because of what happened
when he ran on the field or something?
Yeah, I guess. And then combined with what happened at Clemson and then with what happened when he got arrested saying he was going to shoot the whole club with a gun.
Those are usually clear. Okay, well, that's like six reasons. For six reasons, he fell.
But he's like the only one without like a sexual assault charge, I think, that got, that wasn't invited. So, like, he shouldn't have been in that class, but he was.
Oh, well. What's it called? Yeah, we'll see how they're bad, and I think they're going to get worse as the season goes on. Yep. I don't think they're nearly done yet. They're going to lose a lot more games.
They're going to let Lynch play out no matter what. He could lose out. They got to see what they got.
Yeah. And Lynch. Test him out, and then you either try to bring somebody in the offseason, or you just be like, Chad Kelly, this is your show. Let's fucking do it. Let's go.
If Paxton Lynch is, as much as I agree that I think Chad Kelly deserves a shot or, a look, the Broncos have to make a splash. They have to go after, Kirk Cousins or,
Cousins would be a good fit.
Or they'll be drafting high, so, maybe they'll, draft one of these.
The three guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could very well. That's a good point. Cousins sounds like he's got a good ring to it, but who knows? They do have a favorable schedule, especially with the fact that everybody in the West seems to have kind of shit the bed. They still have the Colts, they have the Jets, they have the Dolphins, and then the Raiders, the Redskins, and the Chiefs.
But they're not making the playoffs even if they win.
I'm just saying, will they win? I don't know how many more games they'll win if Paxton Lynch is their quarterback.
No.
But like Phil said, I guess it doesn't matter. It's just let's see what he's got. He's got nothing.
Like they're sticking with Kaiser and Cleveland.
I think they're going to be drafting again as well or going after Cousins. So,
I hope he ends up more than anything.
Sports Illustrated is
using their top picks. He belongs in
Cleveland. Sports Illustrated is reporting right now Texas A&M will reportedly fire head coach Kevin Sumlin in the days after the game against LSU Saturday.
I told you that earlier. I didn't need SI to tell me that.
Well, you also said October 1st, November 1st.
That's first reported by me a minute ago. I read some article.
It's the ninth time you said that he's going to be fired day now.
I read some article earlier that said that he's definitely gone after the game on Saturday. So,
well, you're like the boy that cried wolf on Sumlin. So had to wait till someone with actual credibility was able to say.
Who did they lose? Or almost? It was like they almost lost to somebody, and I was like, oh, dude.
Well, they got blown the fuck up by UCLA in the first game, right?
Mm-hmm.
UCLA.
But then they almost lost to some fucking school, too, like Louisiana Lafayette, I think, who we destroyed. Yeah. And they had to come back and beat them in the fourth quarter. And that's when I thought, okay, he's not going to make it to October. But he kind of turned it around, and then he got to November where he can't win. And
beat Ole Miss. Pulled a classic Burt Bielema.
Man, he did beat us, but man, we fucking fuck. Our offense just went away in the second half the other day.
I know, it cost me a fortune.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Normally we've been a second half team this year. That looked like last year's team that didn't show up in the second half.
Is Te'Amu not the real deal?
Yeah, he's fine. I hope he's our starter next year. I hope Shea leaves. He can go.
Bold take. Everybody write that down.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Pierce is throwing some darts out here tonight. These are impressive takes.
You got to think that, well, Te'Amu is just a better fit for this system, and I guess it won't be the same system next year. But he's really good. He deserves a shot for damn sure. It's not all his fault the fucking offense went to shit the other day.
Yeah, they I agree.
They started to stop him, and then we didn't know what to do once they stopped him because we're fucking stupid. We don't adjust. It's cool. It's not a big deal. We got a whole interim staff pretty much over there, so they're all coaching their last games this week.
Yeah, so, I mean, the coaching carousel, I guess we'll start kind of talking about that next week or the week after that when there is no football, because I don't know how we'll fill time.
We pretty much did a lot of that pretty tonight. Heavily this
show. And next we'll know exactly. I mean, like, shit, everyone's going to wonder who's going to be at Texas A&M. I bet you it's going to be Chad Morris, the guy that went to Texas A&M who's done well at SMU. I mean, but we'll be able to kind of figure out.
I fucking hope that happens.
Wouldn't that just be like the same thinking that they use for Sumlin, you know, taking
He came from Houston, but pretty much. I mean, what are you supposed to do? You just go snatch someone that just like ran a top two program into the ground?
They're contenders, so they're going to probably go after a big name.
Who do you think they're going to get?
They want Jimbo Fisher. That's like their pie in the sky hope is they want Jimbo.
It always That's sounds like Jimbo.
Well, A&M's an attractive job. You should want that. I mean, they should go after somebody big because Texas has been down.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean,
they're in the fucking SEC.
When TCU is your breadwinner in the state, I mean, they're a tiny-ass school. I mean, I know they've become a big football school, but they need to.
But
A&M needs to capitalize. You know, they should take over that state.
And it seemed like they were going to when they had Manziel and they beat Bama.
I know. And like, he came over with a potent offense. Everyone talked about him going to the NFL as a coach. Right. Like, everything was on the up and up for him for a while there.
Yeah, he's like – he liked Turner Gill at the same job.
God, classic Turner Gill.
Yeah.
That may be our new name for when coaches flounder or take the opportunity to jump off the
ship. Everybody wanted Turner Gill, I feel like, back then. And he went to fucking Kansas. Like, dude, Turner, that was your fault for taking the Kansas job. You should have stayed at fucking Buffalo for another year. Kansas. Lawrence fucking Kansas, where all they care about is basketball. Yeah. Calling Mark Mangino, guy that almost killed himself by eating pizza. Huge mistake, Turner. God, I wish we could get Turner Gill on here.
Yeah.
I'd be nice to him.
Well, yeah, we're not ever going to be mean to any of our guests because we have all these famous people that are listening to us every week. We want y'all to come on here and talk with us.
So, I mean, somebody's sitting there, fuck, I want to go on that show so they can be fucking mean to me.
Isn't it at the end of the day, though, like,
who doesn't want to have a conversation with us?
Be mean to you.
Oh my god, Aaron! I cannot make that promise. I'd be pretty.
You'd be like a little shocked. Be like, oh my god, hey, Mr. Rogers.
No, I can't make the promise of being polite. I would talk a lot of shit to Aaron because I'd get to the bottom of this family shit once and for all. With three questions.
What happens when he just says, nah, I'm not going
to
get it?
He hangs up. And then we just go back to square one of being three dudes making a podcast on Tuesday, smoking and drinking.
Oh, man. So, maybe I'd try to be nice to him, but I just don't think I could, man. I just don't. Lamus, not a chance. Lamus would hang up.
He's gotten in some more trouble since we last spoke, too.
Yeah, he's accused of sexual assault.
Yeah, I saw that.
Of the list.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we're ruining Jameis Winston's life.
I mean, I almost feel bad we put him on the list. That's got to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, it's got to. It's got to,
hurt who?
Well, do we have anybody we need to add to the list before we close up shop?
We added Grayson last.
Grayson's on there. Yet. Nobody's really pissed me off. Grayson was a great addition, though. Like, I couldn't be more pleased that he's on there.
I feel he's earned that spot. One.
They're still ranked number one. He hadn't tripped anybody, but they played some like shit team the other day. So he hasn't had a chance on a big stage to trip anybody yet or kick somebody in the nuts. Or
well, Grayson, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are, don't be shy. Come on the podcast. Talk to Pierce.
Yeah, Grayson, you're on the list. It's cool. I mean, we just are going to hate on you a little bit because the list is full of people that we hate on.
Yep, and they all fall.
They all fall. They go down, baby. Yeah, go to James Winston. Yeah, me. But guys, a fucking afterthought once you went on the list.
Well, not everybody. We have one guy that's managed to escape the grasp. I was talking about you.
Oh, Phil. Yeah, well, but, like, he's the... Like
it'll be like in when the Saints are in the postseason though.
Yeah, dude. Phil,
they'll break his heart. Ooh, that would be awesome. Dude,
it's like a long con with the anchor on Phil. Like absolutely. Phil, like just because Phil's doing well, and the whole list might be a long con. Like you know, LeBron, it's got to be a long con with him because the only way that we affect LeBron is either. I don't even want to say LeBron gets hurt because that's really fucked up and I don't want LeBron to get hurt. But the way that LeBron is affected is he doesn't reach the finals. Can we agree to that? Sure. Like, that's just – it's just the NBA finals, like, because they've been 7 years in a row. Like,
that's – I don't think they got – Since we were last here, LeBron. Phil still believes that they're the Eastern Conference champs, and that's not a minority thought. But, I mean – Boston is not lost in like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. We're saying the anchor effect or the list effect will be intact if they do not make the finals.
Yeah, if they don't make the NBA finals. I understand.
Yeah. And I still believe that they don't. So I'm hoping for the anchor here to happen. I like anybody but LeBron. I really don't like that guy.
Of course. He's a fucking poser. I don't want him either. I definitely don't want him to make it, but. Are they? Yeah.
It's just what's going to happen. Like, let's be real here. They've made six straight finals. Like, he's made six or seven straight NBA finals.
I'm not doubting that he's great. I just don't like him, so I'm cheering against him.
If it's Celtics-Cavs again, he's going to crush Kyrie.
Yeah, he'll score 40 a night. He really will. He'll almost average a triple-double in that series. He'll just do it all.
Piss on Kyrie.
It'll be insane. It really will.
We'll have to wait and see, I guess. But, and that's our talking basketball segment where we talk about how we hate LeBron and then proceed to let those guys fellatio.
Like, Paul Millsap got hurt, so that's a bummer for the Nuggets. He's out, like, 3 months.
4 months. Yeah, he has some ankle surgery today. Ligament. Or hand.
No, at least 3 months. So it could be. It's going to be longer. So, yeah, that's a real bummer because the Nuggets are 10-7 right now. They're looking decent.
Jokic has looked good.
He's a good player. He's a great player.
Do y'all know where he came from? They traded for him last year, and I have no idea where he came from.
I think he was on the team last year. He just didn't get much playing time until they traded away whoever, and then he got in the lineup. Because
that guy is a beast. And, you know, like – Millsap's just that guy. Like, they went out and spent a bunch of money on him, so they were really...
Yeah, it sucks that that's where they're hunt, like, where they invested everything in for the season.
They could still be decent without him. He's not...
Yeah, like, but the West is so stout. It's hard to keep up and be in... I mean, the 8 seed in the West has to be 10-15 games over.
He's not a player that's going to take over the game, though. You know, he's just I think steady, a solid... Double
15-15 guy. 15-10.
Yeah.
Well, he's averaging 15-6 this year, which are lows for him. So,
they got a lot of young.
Yeah, but in Atlanta, nobody did anything except for Paul Millsap. Kind of like how Joe Johnson got rich. He went from Atlanta and then had to play on a team, and he's like, ah, shit, this sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, Phil's right. Like, he's just that guy that's always going to be consistent. Like, they're counting on Jokic to step up and be a fucking star.
Yeah, now he has to be like a Porzingis almost.
He's going to have to do that. Man, how great is that guy? Like, holy shit. How much did Porzingis hate Carmelo Anthony? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's 15.
Can we add Carmelo to the list? I've always been a massive Carmelo
fan. I'm an anti-Melo guy, and I'm cool with that. I know that BVD's probably, if he listens to this, he'll probably not like it because he's an Oklahoma City kid.
I kind of agree because he deserves it for just A, because of how the Knicks have responded since he left and how he's kind of cratered OKC. Like,
don't they have a losing record?
Yeah, they're not good. I looked at the standings before this. I know the Nuggets are in front of them and the Pelicans are in front of them. Yeah, they're like in 10th right now. No, they haven't beat a team from the West. They were like 0-9 against teams from the West. They'd only beat teams from the East. This was a stat I heard last week or whenever the Nuggets beat them. They were talking about how they hadn't beat the fucking West yet. And I thought that was really funny. But yeah, I you got no disagreement from me, Carmelo. Welcome.
Adam O'Leary, it's basketball season. It's basketball season. We needed to have a fresh list anyway. So at least we got a couple good guys on there we can cheer against.
And I feel like those are great. Like, Carmelo is just going to do himself in. We already know he's a classic Jameis piece of shit. So
there we go. Well, at least we got the list is stout for the fall, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Obviously, we'll be
Hated some hockey players and shit, but it's really hard to hate hockey players.
It's hard to get to know them. There's only like a couple of them, and they're all Canadian.
People hate Sidney Crosby.
Probably, but I don't.
We're not just adding people to the list to be popular, Phil. We're making our own goddamn list.
I'm not saying
add him to the list. I'm saying I bet a ton of people hate that
dude.
The whole point is we don't care enough about hockey to really have the passion to hate somebody.
I hate all Canadians. How about that?
That's broad.
70% of the NHL.
Not just French Canadians.
Those are even the worst of them. They don't. Worst.
I got a buddy who lives in South Florida and hates the Canadian French, the French Canadians, because he says they don't tip.
What a weird hatred. What a weird. And always Canadians are always like the nice people, too. They're like, you want to come inside for some coffee, eh?
I mean, why is that bad? They're friendly.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you hate them?
Come on, guy. Hey,
it's not like they're not like European golfers that are just pricks all the time.
I'm just shocked that I've never had anybody tell me they have a problem with Canadians. I could maybe see the French Canadian thing if people are fucking talking at me in French and I don't understand it. I'm probably not going to like you, but Canadians, man. I don't know. I can't believe I know two people that don't like Canadians.
I don't actually dislike them. I just made that up right then.
So they're not like your Euro golfer hatred.
Yeah, it's not nearly that deep.
Kind of a faux hatred.
It was one I just made up right then that we had someone to hate in hockey.
So we're just not going to, you know, add any winter sports people probably because we don't have the passion for it.
So, well, while we're adding folks to the list.
Come on.
Man, is there somewhere we can get curling?
I hate Olympians from other countries. I hate them all the time. It's so much fun.
We should have an LNO curling tournament. There's got to be a place we can go curling here.
There's one out near Golden. Shout out to the Denver Curling Center right off of I-70. Let us come in and play for free, please.
We need to get in touch with these people. Yeah. I like this idea. I've always wanted to curl. Is that what you say? Do you say I want to curl or I want
to We have to ask our Midwestern listeners. I know it's big in the Midwest. I have friends in Chicago that are like – their neighbors are all like in a Denver they're all like in a neighborhood curling team.
I don't want to sweep though. I don't want to be one of those fucking sweepers. I want to be one of the people that like fucking pushes the goddamn thing. Is that cool, y'all? Y'all cool with that?
Sweep the whole time.
Phil's all time sweeper.
I went to the curling parlor today and I swept
City's biceps, baby. I curl. No, on ice, not barbells.
All right, I don't know what we're talking about anymore, so I'm about to hang up and listen. Everybody have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving. Shout out to Tiger Woods. We'll give you a full prep next week for the hero.
Pilgrims, man.
Pilgrims, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Pierce is a little... All right,
I don't know. I didn't know what we were talking about. I thought we were talking about
Thanksgiving. I was just going to say happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review 5 stars. And then go follow us on Twitter and Instagram at LNO Podcast. You'll be able to follow Phil Roll Tiding everybody in sight tomorrow every day until the Iron Bowl. Peace.
Who dat? Ribs. RTR. Roll Damn Tide.
There it is. It's time. Yes.